When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you close your eyes and think of winter, you might conjure thoughts of snowflakes, big coats, being able to see your breath when you go outside. That's not the case in Phoenix. But while we don't have a winter wonderland in which to walk about, it is the most wonderful time of the year to go on a hike or spend more time outdoors during the day in general. The reprieve from the heat allows Phoenicians better weather to explore our desert landscape. And while you're on that hike, you might stumble upon a few cool-looking rocks. If you take them home, as I have done, or whip out your phone to search for what you've just found, congratulations, you are a rock hound. And no, we don't mean Steve Buscemi's character from the 1998 movie Armageddon.
Warhead.
I was doing that guy from that movie, you know, Slim Pickens, where he rides it all the way in, the nuclear warhead.
No.
I didn't see that one, huh?
We got 700 feet of hole to dig, Rockhound.
All right, just wanted to feel the power between my legs, brother.
Instead, it's about the recreational study and collection of rocks, minerals, and gems. Welcome to Valley 101, an Arizona Republic and AZCentral.com podcast where we answer your questions about Metro Phoenix. I'm your host, Kayla White. On this week's episode, producer Amanda Luberto will walk you through what rock hounding is, where you can participate, and just what you can find around the state.
My mother doesn't know it, but she's a rock hound. My whole life, it's been a family joke that at the end of any hike, stroll, or beach walk, my mother will have a pocket full of cool rocks that she found. She just can't help it. Even sometimes to this day, when she is looking for something in her purse, she'll unveil a rock at the bottom and say, "Oh, I found this, and I wanted to know what it was, so I took it home with me." It's very charming, and it's one of my favorite things about her. Sometimes I'll even pick up interesting rocks to text her and ask her what it is. Sometimes it's quartz or petrified wood, but oftentimes I'm just picking up lava rock, or worse, man-made gravel. One of our listeners, Renee, wanted to know about rock hounding for the gems aspect. They told me that they love Southwestern-style jewelry and even made some beaded jewelry for fun. The idea of finding their own stones was really enticing to Renee, so they were interested in finding out what can be discovered while rock hounding around the area. Amethyst, turquoise, quartz, jasper, and peridot are some of the most common gems and rocks that you can find in Arizona. But I wanted to know a little bit more, so I called Susan Emberly. Susan is the general manager and founder of the Four Peaks Mining Company store in Scottsdale. The store sells jewelry, minerals, crystals, rocks, and even has a replica of the Four Peaks mine that you can walk through. We chatted for a little bit while she stood behind the counter.
I mean, rock hounding used to be gold mining, basically. So people look for specific rocks based on location. But if you're just a rock hounder and aficionado, then you would have a book that says if you go to Kingman, you'll find turquoise. If you go to the Four Peaks, you'll find amethyst. Where to find quartz, where to find specific rocks in specific locations. Doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're going to find those rocks in those locations, but it also helps people, if you have a book on rock hounding, to know, if, like, say you're up in the White Mountains, what kind of rocks would be available up there. If you find something, it would help you to identify it.
It's sort of like treasure hunting mixed with bird watching.
Exactly. You're looking down the whole time.
So how do you start? Susan suggests getting some books or websites ready that you can use as guides. Like she said, ones will let you know what to look for in specific areas or something to help identify what you've already found. Though if you want to get more serious about it, there are a few hoops that you have to jump through.
There are rock hounding clubs that will go on specific expeditions. So say if you wanted to find quartz, you would go up to Payson, and there's a Diamond Point quartz mine up there where you can pay and go in and dig for quartz. So the real serious people know where the specific areas are, and they'll go up to quartz site, and you have to pay to get a permit and go out to certain areas to find specific items.
Yes, there are rules in the world of rock hounding. A spokesperson for the state land department told me that no rock hounding is legal on state trust land. You will need a recreational permit, which you can get online, but you are not allowed to take anything. This is because the land was granted protection during statehood and is monetized for the benefit of the trust beneficiaries. The main beneficiary is the K-12 public school system, according to the spokesperson. This might seem like a bummer, but fortunately, only about 13% of land in Arizona falls in this department, which leaves plenty of space for collecting and scavenging for rocks. Most of this land is regulated by the Bureau of Land Management or the Arizona Forest Service. But even on this land, there are rules. According to a brochure on rock hounding that the Arizona Bureau of Land Management directed me to, some restrictions include how much you can collect per day and how you collect it. For instance, it states that you may collect a reasonable amount, which is defined as 25 pounds per day, with a total of 250 pounds per year. To me, that still seems like quite a lot. It also says that you cannot use motorized and mechanical devices or explosives to get to your rocks, and that no unnecessary degradation of the public land occurs while removing rocks, minerals, or gemstones. These regulations are set in place for preservation and protection. You can find the full list of rules by Googling Arizona Bureau of Land Management rock hounding, and I will also make sure to include a link to it in the article of this episode on azcentral.com. If you want to safely follow the rules, but maybe find something more serious than what you can on your average hike, you can go on tours with groups like the Four Peaks Mining Company that Susan is a part of. I asked her to tell me a little bit more about the mine.
So our mine was found in the late 1800s by gold miners that were up there looking for gold. They found quartz. Quartz can be a precursor to gold or a precursor to amethyst. So when they got all their stuff up there, their donkeys and their mules and their equipment, and realized it was quartz, they abandoned the mine. And it sat untouched until 1925, and then it was repurchased again. And so the owner of our store owns the original claim. We mine some of the highest quality amethyst in the world, and it's the only commercially mined amethyst mine in the United States. And it's up in between the third and fourth peaks of the Four Peaks Mountains.
Kurt Cavanaugh is the one with the original claim. Through his company, you can get a very rare experience.
No, we do private tours. We just started doing them again in September. The Four Peaks Mountains were shut down because of the bushfires for over a year, like a year and a half we've been closed. And we just reopened in September and rebuilt our miner's cabin. So we're doing tours again now. So they're $400. You go out to a private ranch on the Beeline Highway and you take a helicopter up to the mine, and the miner takes you inside the mine and you mine for amethyst and keep what you find.
But if you're looking for this to be just a small hobby, and $400 with a helicopter ride weren't really what you had in mind, here are some of the best areas to find gems, minerals, and rocks around Arizona. Burrow Creek in Wickenburg, the Round Mountain area in Duncan, and the Black Hills area in Safford are all free and legal places to rock hound in the state. In these locations, you can expect to look for fire agates, jasper, opalite, geodes, and quartz. As far as tips go, always bring water on a hike, maybe grab a book on rock hounding, and
definitely the best thing that I can say is wait till it rains. because then you have all the washes come down and all the rocks come up to the surface. So right after a rain is the best time in Arizona to look for rocks.
Thanks so much, Amanda. Listeners, please be sure to check out the article with this episode on azcentral.com to get the full list of regulations. Thanks, as always, for listening to this episode of Valley 101. If you have other questions about Metro Phoenix, visit valley101.azcentral.com. You can leave your tips for us there, and you can also find us on Twitter at azcpodcasts. All right, I'm Kayla White, signing off for this week. Take care.